The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez and Miguel Cotto fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
T.J. Yates will be starting Sunday.
That's good news.
Is it?
No, there's no good news.
I guess it could be worse.
I mean, they could say Brandon Whedon's your starter this week.
Yeah, that would be worse.
But that's it. That's as bad as it could have been.
I don't know what to expect from the guy. I mean, you're obviously not going to have much of an offense. So you just better hope your defense plays real well again.
Yeah. Apparently the Astros were one of the teams in the conversations to trade for Atlanta first baseman Freddie Freeman. But the Astros didn't want to give up certain prospects. From what I understand, the asking price was like four minor league prospects. But I don't know what minor leaguers, what guys aren't on the team right now that the Astros can't possibly do without.
Yeah.
Especially when you can get a guy like that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Might want to use that for text, though. It's going to be hard for us to get any phone calls on because we're coming to you live from Mandalay Bay in the fight capital of the world, Las Vegas, where two of boxing's biggest superstars, Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez, will collide in a mega fight for the middleweight world championship. It's a can't-miss battle between all action warriors and an epic matchup in the tradition of the storied Puerto Rico versus Mexico rivalry. Watch our final preparations on the finale of HBO's 24/7 Cotto Canelo tonight at 10 o'clock Central, and don't miss Cotto vs. Canelo live on pay-per-view this Saturday, 8 o'clock Central time. Apparently, we can't get rid of UT rumors. You see the latest one?
No, I've not.
There will be another run at Mr. Saban, according to Brian Jones of the G.O. and Jones Show.
Okay.
So, apparently, they plan on doing it again, according to this guy. I don't know much about him, but
Brian
Jones, I think it makes more sense.
He's been there for a long time, but I think that if Charlie Strong were to get fired, they'd make another run at Nick Saban. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Is it one of those things where, well, I mean, just because you're going to make another offer for a guy
doesn't mean you're going to get him.
No,
of course
like,
not.
It's like South Carolina saying, oh, Tom Herman's our number one target. Well, that doesn't mean you're going to get him. And there's going to be other schools interested. And in Saban's case, I think it's going to be the NFL, if he leaves. But who knows? And you can't figure that guy out.
Yeah.
Rory says, my parents paid a lawyer in pennies once because she was so incompetent. Okay. I guess that's a thing. Joseph Duarte just tweeted something out that Lamont retweeted about Board of Regents approves an increase to $3 million annual salary for Coach Tom Herman. That doesn't mean he's going to take it.
Right.
So, and these contracts, the way they're written, they don't mean a whole lot. It just means a nice, bigger buyout. Somebody Saban's going back to LSU. Yeah, good luck with that.
I have been seeing more rumors, and of course it's just the internet, but I've been seeing more rumors that Les Miles may be on the way out. But
yeah.
I feel like that's every year that comes up.
Which I think would be silly. But we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I know that Saban's been a lot more testy than usual this year, which is usually a sign that you've got other things bothering you
right. That
have nothing to do with your team on the field and things like that. So, I don't know. Maybe there's some frustration there, but there's always going to be speculation. And in this case, we'll see how it plays out. By the way, with Derek Jeter on the gift basket rumor?
Yes.
He says it's a dumb story.
Oh, he's denying.
He is denying the gift baskets.
Well, that's too bad. I hope that's not the case.
To be fair, we did ask Hannah Davis. She did not answer, really.
No. She did not want to get into gift basketing.
No. But he
Well, I guess I'm going to have to change my fantasy baseball team name.
I'm not saying he's calling you dumb, but he says
he kind of is.
It's a dumb story, and you really have to be dumber to believe it, but they believe it. You come up with this stuff, and
I'm
it follows
so
you around like it's factual.
I am so dumb.
And it's like there's no cell phone policy. He says, I don't address them because once you address it, you have to address every single rumor that comes out. Then one time if you don't, they automatically assume it's true. That is true. So I just choose not to address any rumors that are out there. But
I like the way he handles things.
Yeah.
He's got it together.
Well, and if it is true, I like the idea. Giving baskets kind of a cool idea. I wish I had thought of that. Of course, I didn't have any money back when I was single
right.
most of the time. But
well, like what would you put in that gift basket? Like tuna?
I would have
like a couple loose cigarettes, a can of tuna fish.
Different ones depending on how good they were.
Oh, okay.
So you could range anywhere from, a My Little Pony to...
Oh, who are you dealing with here? How old were you at this point?
No. It's I mean...
Were you nine?
No, but I mean, older women like stuff like stuffed animals.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a weird thing.
Very weird.
I don't know why.
Okay.
So, all right, well, just some sort of stuffed animal, bear. Not like Bangy the Sex Bear, a smaller one.
Right.
So like a bear or a My Little Pony to a half-drinking bottle of light beer.
Okay.
I think that would be the range. But I don't have to deal with that anymore because I'm retired. And I've moved on, just like
right.
Derek Jeter's moved on.
You're grown.
On. Yeah, he's going to be, you know, our ESPN 97.5 nephew.
Yeah.
Official nephew. We got to get him on the show now. I mean, I think that he's going to be
Something
family.
Tells me that's not going to happen.
Well, we're going to have to discuss this with Uncle Glenn.
I hope we can make something happen.
Did you see that story about her that came out that she wants to play tackle football at the DirecTV Beach Bowl?
Don't do it.
No. I mean, we need to have a talk with her. She's been around soccer, Glenn, too much. She's been around tennis too much. But apparently she wants to play. What do we have here? Okay, so just keep going.
Yeah.
So that's a resounding no. All right. Thank you. A lot of weird comments from Twitter. You put me on the spot. I don't know what the hell I'd put in a gift basket. It's the first thing I thought of.
Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Yeah, like
that'd be mine.
Yeah, we used to do. Well, during Valentine's Day, isn't there the bear thing that we sell? And that's kind of what it is, right?
The Vermont teddy bear.
Yeah. I used to get those.
Said a My Little Pony.
Okay, well, and yeah.
Those are different.
That's all I could think of. I couldn't really think of the bear at the time.
Okay.
Like I said, he put me on the spot. I never even thought about gift baskets. Usually it's just something that they have to get a penicillin shot for. That's the only gift basket.
Gotcha.
But not Charlie Sheen. Not his gifts. Anyway, how the hell did we get here?
I have no idea.
So, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. Yeah, apparently this was part of Hannah Davis's thing, is that she wants to...
Derek needs to tell her no.
You
can't do this.
You don't want to get that injury going on. I mean, that's too much. She needs to focus on her body, focus on modeling.
That's right.
That's what she does best.
Do some sit-ups.
Yeah. I have a couple of NBA surprises and non-surprises, if you'd like to hear them, from early in the season
right.
here. Sorry, this is... We're like trying to deal with whether or not we want people, and my internet's going wonky. Okay, the five biggest surprises, positive surprises. They have the Warriors won simply because they haven't lost, and they've looked so great, and it's surprising that they've just been this awesome. I'm not really that surprised by it. They're just doing what they did at the end of last year. So I don't know how surprising that is. But how about this? Denver Nuggets, 6-5. Did you count them?
As a surprise?
Yeah.
Maybe so. That's better than expected, probably.
Yeah, what they have in common with the next team, the Boston Celtics, they've both beaten the Rockets. Celtics 6-4.
Well, that's a lot of teams.
Pistons 6-5. And the New York Knicks at 6-6. And the biggest disappointments to me, pretty easy.
The Pelicans.
Pelicans 1-10. Number two on the list?
The Rockets.
Your Rockets.
Yeah.
Number three on the list. They have OKC at 6-5, which.
I mean, so I kind of figured that team would take a little bit of time to get right. You know, I mean, obviously, they were without their best guy for the entire season. I think it wasn't going to be an instant thing.
Yeah, they have Cleveland at 4 at 8-3 because they have a couple of bad losses, but I think that's silly. And then Philadelphia, like, well, nobody thought they would be any good, but 0-11. It's like, well. I don't think anybody's surprised by that, so I think those the last two, they're probably stretching a little to try to get five. Biggest individual disappointments.
James Harden, not even close.
Well, see, I think he should be number one on the list.
He's not?
He is number three. Let's see if you can guess who would be ahead of him. And
well, I mean, Anthony Davis has missed a lot of games.
Yeah, he's not on there.
Okay, I don't know.
All right, number five on the list is J.R. Smith.
If you had super high expectations, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's a you problem. Number four, Derrick Rose. And that's an injury thing, which I don't know is fair. Number two, Kobe Bryant.
Again.
What was your expectation?
If you think – so Kobe Bryant's more of a disappointment this season?
Not to me.
Than James Harden?
What about – and number one is Joe Johnson, which, again, what were your expectations?
Relative to expectations, no one has disappointed more than James Harden.
No, and I think – it's hard to call Kobe a disappointment because didn't we all expect this?
Yeah, this is if you expected big things out of Kobe, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, this is this is really on you as a writer. Sorry, sir. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little gambling with Willie B. And we've also got one more interview from out here in Las Vegas. We're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN
97.5.
What do you say? Something else.
It's an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez and Miguel Cotto fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live in Las Vegas, where our next guest is very familiar with Las Vegas himself. Our good buddy, Willie B. And, Willie, I apologize for not having your song, but when we moved studios, somehow we lost it. So I got to get Justin to get us another copy of that thing.
Hey, that's okay. We'll get you one. You know, I got a sweet sound, first of all, for y'all to hear real quick. You ready? How about that? The whistle is back. And the whistle is back because it's so nice to come on y'all's show, and we're not talking about 7-15 over the last 2 weeks. We're talking about last Thursday to Monday, and y'all know it, 15-2 on a unit basis. We knew the percentages were going to catch up. They did. I expect them to continue this weekend. Y'all shoot anything at me, let's go.
Well, let's start with tonight. I mean, I really want to bet the Titans. I just don't know if I can make myself pull a trigger on this. These are such bad teams. Give me some reasons why I should be interested in this game, besides the fact that it's on.
Yeah, I know. You know, I guess we look at the young quarterbacks, Fred. Let's look at the future of the NFL, and I really say that in the poor play of all the backups, and the league probably only has about maybe half the league as a good quarterback. I really think Bortles is a mainstay, you know, for the next 5-7 years, and I think Mariota's the same. So let's watch tonight, and let's watch the quarterbacks, and maybe we get something, you know, for that. I put out a little basket here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we're going to talk about another little pro basket in a second. But when I put those games out, and I didn't realize that Western Michigan had the ball first and goal last night until a couple clients told me today. So had a little scratch last night, but I put out the basket. kind of just mainly like plays, but I do like Jacksonville plus, I mean, Tennessee plus 3, 5.5 points. I've heard some sharps are on the dog and the under tonight. And then tomorrow, just throw another one out there. Hey, South Florida didn't disappoint us last week against Temple, did they? We're staying on them. The light whistle blow on the Bulls coming back tomorrow night. Home dog against Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite side of you on that one, Willie. So,
two straight weeks, we'll see. But what they did their offense last week, Temple has a dadgum good defense. What they did offensively, I think they hang and keep up with Cincinnati tomorrow.
One of the NFL games that I'm really interested in, at least as far as the way the lines moved around, is this Chicago-Denver game. The Bears, one-point favorites over the Denver Broncos. And the Bears are playing better lately. The Broncos are obviously not playing their best, and they've got a backup quarterback in. I just think it's amazing that that game is now a one-point game when if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago what that line would have been, I think it probably would have been over a touchdown, even at Chicago. So what do you see on this number, and is it something you're interested in?
It is something I'm interested in, AJ. It's kind of one of our rules, you know, and that goes through the zero. That's major money that goes through a zero. It's kind of like going through a 3 or a 7. When one team becomes favorite after being a dog, even though from +1.5, you know, -1, hey, and it also fits another rule, too. Basically, I'm calling him a rookie quarterback because he doesn't have too many starts under his belt if he has one at all. The bottom line is there's a couple rules here. Chicago is playing better. Denver not. We had the Chiefs last week against Denver. We're going to continue this train. We hope for more misery for the Broncos. Sorry, Kubiak. I like the Bears this week. Will be a fat side play.
We had a double-digit division dog get home last week with the Lions. It won outright. You've got another one this week, 49ers at the Seahawks. Is this one that, those things have been coming through like magic. And I know there's a reason why they're 12.5-point dogs. They're awful. But the 49ers have to be a play this week?
You know what? We didn't put that out as a play last week. And all kinds of clients are jamming up my emails and texts. Woolly wasn't a play. Because everybody knows about it. I mean, this is probably the number one rule over the last 15 years that has put money in our pockets. And I like 5 better, actually. And went 4-1 with those, knowing people who still play that. So that was even an extra gift. Guess what? Not going to put it out again this week because it is San Francisco. It'll probably hit again. And for everyone keeping score, that is 4-1 this year. The only loss was Johnny Manziel could not come through. Imagine that. Bottom line is, not going to have it as a play, but you know what to do. If you do anything at all, I think you play San Francisco or just don't touch it. That is a lot of points in the NFL. I know Carroll has had San Francisco's number. We even had Seattle earlier this year when they, you know, down there. You either play San Fran or you don't touch it at all.
Yeah, I think this last week was probably the best week that the Sharps will have all week and that Vegas would have all week because the Joes did not do well this week or this last week against the spread. The one game that I've been kind of circling because I've been doing this all year long. I'm buying low and selling high. And based on what they both did last week, I think Oakland, even going on the road as a pick'em, there's a lot of value in the Raiders because the Raiders are better than they looked last week. And the Lions clearly aren't as good as they were last week against a really good Green Bay team. What do you think of that?
Oh, I tell you, we might be different here, AJ.
All
here's
right.
Why we've been agreeing a lot. And it's because that rule of mine that now is taking it on the chin 2 straight weeks. When a team's a dog on the road and wins straight up and comes back home and stays an underdog, man, that's been good to me through the years. Almost as good as the quadruple D's. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the 3rd week in a row, we're going to try it again. We're going to take the Lions, and hopefully they stumble on a little magic here on a 2 or 3-game stretch because also, after Thanksgiving, you just stay away from the bad teams because they're packing the bags after they get fat on turkey, season's over. But in this little stretch right here, up until Thanksgiving, I'm relying on that. And let's just see if the rule comes back. Lock, you know, one straight up as a dog on the road at Green Bay, which they haven't in a while. Coming back home, still a dog. I'm going to go Lions.
Willie, getting back to college football, a couple more games I just wanted to bounce off you. And I'm wondering, we're talking about the buying low and selling high. I'm wondering if LSU has got some value at the price they're at Mississippi, coming off probably their worst game of the last – well, certainly their worst game of the season.
Yep.
Any value in that one?
You know, I'm not going to touch it. I'm trying to see if there was a line move when it came four. I was kind of hoping it was going to go three and a half, three, and I would have liked LSU a little bit more. You know, the Dobber might be down that right now. Arkansas is such a good play because after you play Alabama, you're just physically dismantled. It was like the rule of teams playing the Ravens and the Buccaneers and still the Steelers in the day. Hey, there, the Dobber's down. I'm just not going to touch it because I want to play LSU too. I don't think Ole Miss is all that, but I'm just not going to touch it because we just don't know the state LSU is in. I will tell you this. The color of the weekend is going to be green. Everybody knows. We talked about Oklahoma last week. We called it. OU won. It did not surprise me at all. We're going to flip it around. We're going to take the Baylor Bears on the road this week as a whistleblower. Well, hey, don't get whipsawed. Don't get woolly whipsawed where you're here and then you're there, right? Baylor Bears, throw another one in there, will be a fat side play at Stillwater. When it's all said and done, I think the whole Big 12 is going to have a loss, which is going to be a shame because we might not get anybody in unless Oklahoma runs the table.
I'm liking the over 77 in that. I think I know it's a big number, but I don't think there's going to be any problem with those two teams getting over that number. So, all right. Willie, tell the people what kind of specials you got going on.
$249 all the way through New Year's Eve. How about that? $249 all the way through New Year's Eve, through Christmas. That'll encompass a lot of bowls. Let's see where we stand there. Then we'll just tack on a little bit more if you want to stay with us for the rest of the year. And we always prorate the whole deal. So $249. Go to fatsideofthebacon.com. I've already seen some people sign up today, which is fantastic. I see some new names. I see some old names. $249, Fat Side of the Bacon takes you all the way through the rest of 2015. And again, when I get hot, it usually lasts two or three weeks. We had a good one last week. I expect to continue. FatSideOfTheBacon.com, guys. I appreciate the time. Y'all have fun in Vegas.
All right. Thank you, Willie. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. We come back. Talking Michael Buffer. Some interesting stuff from him.
I like that guy.
I do too. And then we've got Hoffman on Hollywood. So don't go anywhere. Still plenty show left. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez and Miguel Cotto fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here in Las Vegas. And it is always a pleasure to talk to the voice of boxing, Michael Buffer, who, I tell you what, we've had a chance to talk to you in the past, and you always have some great insight into not just boxing, but into the art of announcing. And I don't know if you remember this, but we were trying to find one for AJ, who was doing some MMA fights, and you were mentioning the Man Your Battle Stations.
Did not work for me.
No, it didn't work for me either, as you know. So.
Yeah. Neither if it didn't work for you, I should have known.
Fasten your seatbelts and batten down the hatches and lock up the women and children. None of those.
Didn't have a good one. I couldn't afford your fee. Otherwise, I would have just used that. But it was.
That would have been trouble.
Instead, I just said, "These guys are going to fight each other."
Yeah,
that's the way I. That's the way I introduced it. Do you still get excited on fight week? A week like this where there's a big fight on Saturday. I mean, is it still the same for you after all these years?
Yeah, actually, it is because this is. This isn't just big fight week. This is big super fight week.
Right.
And it really has all the elements that a fight fan can appreciate. And, you know, now with social media and the internet and everything, they just can't get enough of it. And, you know, that's why you're here. That's why I'm here. So, yeah, it's really exciting and you know, a lot of fun to be a part of it.
This fight in particular, I'm pretty excited about this one. These are guys that like to mix it up. What are your thoughts on this fight?
Yeah, I honestly feel like it's a 50-50 fight and just a tough one to pick. A lot of thought, people think like, well, you know, there's all that experience that Cotto has and Canelo's 25 years old and Cotto has, I think, 25, pardon me, world title fights. And they think like, well, you know, if it goes deep, gets into that 10, 11, 12 round thing that, you know, the experience will come through. Canelo's actually had 7 times he's gone 12 rounds. And so he's gone the distance. He's had 9 world title fights. And so he does have the experience of a veteran fighter at age 25.
As someone who's been around this as long as you have, is that kind of fight more fun for you if it's a 50-50 fight than one where we have a guy who we know is going to be a big favorite and, you know, occasionally get the big upset, which is fun. But is this, what's more fun for you, that kind of fight or one where you really don't know which direction it's going to go?
I think one like this where it's 50-50, you know, the atmosphere and the division of the fans. I think we'll probably have more Canelo fans here because of the Las Vegas is in the American Southwest with a lot of Mexican Americans, but Cotto's got a great fan base that does travel, you know, from New York and Puerto Rico, and the Boricuas will be out in force.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting crowd that we've seen out here so far. How much do you when you get into a fight like this where you've got very strong groups that are in, how much do you play to that when you're announcing? Do you kind of look at the audience, or are you just doing what you do?
No, I play to them all. You have to have fun, and of course I don't say man your battle stations, but yeah, you really, it's a treat and it's really fun for me, and it's great to see fan reaction come from both sides when you just, you know, really get a chance to try and play both sides up.
I thought it was strange during the Pacquiao Mayweather fight. I know it was a cross promoted fight, but the biggest fight in the last 20-something years. Was it awkward to have two of you guys, you and Jimmy Lennon, both in there and each introducing one fighter? Did it seem kind of ridiculous to you?
Yes, but then again, Jimmy's such a really nice guy, a great guy. And the funny thing is, I don't know if you know it or not, but I had, like, when I woke up the morning of that fight, I had no voice at all. I had full-blown laryngitis.
Oh, man.
Know, like, really nothing. And I texted or emailed Jimmy, and I said, you know, just keep your notes ready. You might have to just do the whole thing. And, you know, my wife just kept going down to the lobby or, you know, takeout and getting me chicken soup. And I was gargling with hot salt water. And I kind of was just able to get the introduction out. I didn't even have anything left to, like, sort of do the co-announcement of the final decision. But, a lot of people think I'm an employee of HBO, but I actually just work for the promoters. But I've done so many fights for 34 years on HBO that there's that association there. So, you know, that's kind of the way they wanted to go with it.
I'm guessing the promoter also would have rather had you there as well. But, I mean, like, when you wake up, you're sick, it's already kind of a ridiculous situation.
No, it's crazy.
I mean, yeah. I feel like if I were in your shoes, well, of course, and I would – I guess if I'm seeing the paycheck at the end of the night, I might say, I'll fight through this. But I'd almost be like, you know what, just do this thing. This is too much for me. But
yeah, there's been a few points in that promotion where I was thinking of, like, you know, 71 years old now. It's not like I really needed to do it or anything.
All right. You'd be able to pay your rent this month without.
I was paid by the promoter, not HBO, or not the co-promotion of networks or anything. And, you know, I've worked for Bob Arum for many, many years, and I probably owe him my career and everything else. And he made it really worth my while to be there, so it was no problem at all doing it.
Well, on that note, you mentioned you're 71 years old, which, by the way, you look great for your age, I'm telling you. How much longer do you want to do this? I mean, I know you're having
fun
with it.
Well, you look at it this way, you whippersnapper. you know, I keep thinking, you know, it'd be fun to just be home with the 5 dogs and my beautiful wife and just enjoy life. But I just, what's that famous thing from The Sopranos? Just when I thought it was, oh, no, God, The Godfather.
Godfather, yeah.
And they pull me back in. Like, right now, you know, I was just in Russia 2 weeks ago, in Las Vegas last week, and here today. And next, the Thanksgiving weekend, I'm in Germany. I come back, do a commercial, fly to Puerto Rico to do a rock concert, and then come back to, then I go to London. So, I mean, it's just a crazy schedule, and I just keep getting really nice job offers, and you know, I kind of just keep working 52 weeks a year, but it's a lot of it's enjoyable travel, and so my wife and I get to see a lot of the world at the same
time. You're also doing, or you're also in the Creed movie
Yes, I am. You're right. Yeah.
I mean, how many movies have you done now, and are any of them, you know, are any of them stand out as special to you?
Yeah, I guess 19 or 20 movies.
Unbelievable.
And probably played myself 19 times. And one time I had a lot of fun doing playing the villain, and I was got featured billing and everything as an actor for a change, where I played a guy named Walbridge that was trying to buy up all this real estate, and, you know, got my comeuppance at the end.
Movie was that?
I'm sorry, You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Very fun. Now,
Adamson, just is great.
When they ask you to do Let's Get Ready to Rumble in a movie, is the price quote the same as if you're doing it for a fight?
There are a lot of things, paperwork we have to do that there's like, say Let's Get Ready to Rumble in a movie is one thing. For them to use it in promotion becomes an entirely new set of paperwork, and et cetera, et cetera. So we've got that all ironed out ahead of time, and there's no problem. Because, you know, when you do a film or TV, you sign a thing that says they have permission to use this for almost anything they
right.
want forever and ever. And then, of course, we can't allow that, you know, just for business purposes.
I'm telling you.
We always work it out.
When you came up with this, Let's Get Ready to Rumble, the best move you've ever made in your life.
In my life.
If you had stuck with Man Your Battle Stations, I swear right now, I would have given you a dollar under the bridge last night. You'd be dressed up as Elmo out on the strip.
I'd still be selling cars in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
You're a genius, my friend. You're a genius. You found gold, and you keep digging that well deeper. And you're great at what you do. You make boxing. You make these fights feel bigger. I mean, this one doesn't need it, but a lot of the times you make these fights feel bigger than they really are, and I think
Thanks.
That's a credit to you.
I think one of the really the great things that I always like about being successful, so to speak, is that as a sports fan, I've gotten to do a lot of other things, including, you know, be on the field at a World Series and introduce the starting lineups, and Stanley Cup and NBA championship series and games and that sort of thing, and I've been on the Academy Awards and Grammys, and just so many like really wonderful and exciting things that just I never even thought would happen 35 years ago.
How long have you been married?
This time?
This time.
We've been together 12 years, married 6 years.
You know what? I
finally got it right. I just found the best woman ever.
Well, you know what you could be doing as a single man at this point?
I was single for 25 years. I know exactly.
Okay. You must have found the right one to walk away from that life. That's the way to go.
Great.
Michael Buffer has been our guest. We'll hear his dulcet tones in the ring on Saturday night. Appreciate you taking some time with us, and
thank
it's
you,
always
guys.
A pleasure. And thank you for Man Your Battle Stations, even though it didn't work out. I gave it my best.
It's all yours, though. I mean, go ahead and trademark it.
I should do that, just in case.
Sure.
You know,
work on it.
I thought if I hit the right note, you know, if I find the right way to do it, maybe it works out for me. And next time he's interviewing both of us as we co-promoted fight.
My brother trademarked "It's time." So
it's time.
That's even. Know,
did you when you say, "Hey, Bruce, what are you doing? It's time. Come up with something."
Yeah.
You know, what a lazy bum.
I know.
What a lazy
bum.
It's
working out pretty well for him.
He's doing all right.
Sure,
he's doing all right.
Yeah, both you guys are doing all right. That's pretty amazing. So, as always, we appreciate the time, Michael, and we really enjoy your work. And thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Just me and my girlfriend. All I need in this life is safe.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we are back on The Blitz. Open your hearts to needy children in the Houston area this holiday season and join Gal Media and Neighbors Emergency Center in our Toys for Tots toy drive. Drop off your unopened, unwrapped donations at any Neighbors Emergency Centers around town. Log on to NEC24.com to find a center near you. All right, let's do that thing we do every Thursday. Let's wrap it up with Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Thank you, Jung. start with the newest member of our extended ESPN 97.5 family, the great Derek Jeter.
Yes, yes.
Fred, Derek Jeter is being sued by an underwear company. Underwear company called Frigio, mostly because he felt 50 Cent, the rapper 50 Cent, would make the company too urban for his taste. Jeter's been sued in Sweden. It's an underwear company that's specializing in comfort for your junk. Underwear costing $100 a pair. And in 2011, he signed a 3-year deal to be a director of the company. And he agreed to participate in major publicity events. But then in 2013, he told Frigio he didn't want his involvement with the company to be public during the U.S. launch. So the company tapped 50 Cent to be the brand ambassador, which didn't jive well with Jeter because he felt it made the brand too urban, which is a little strange because Jeter is of mixed race, but he felt that it was too urban, so what is what it is. The company ended up bringing in Carmelo Anthony and Timbaland as brand reps, and as a result of Jeter's perceived breach of contract, the majority owner of Frigio claims the company lost close to $30 million, and he wants Jeter to fork over $4.7 million to make it right. A rep for Jeter has no comment at this time.
Don't we get to call it Nephew Derek now?
I think so. You know, I've been watching The Bastard Executioner.
Yeah.
And you were saying now you'll wait on it. And, you know.
Yeah.
Well, one and done.
Oh, really?
Yep. This is a rare move by FX. They don't do this very often, but it's been canceled after just one season. Kirk Sutter said the numbers just didn't sustain the cost of the show, quite frankly. It's all math at the end of the day. We couldn't establish that core audience that allows you to figure out your advertising paradigm and whether or not the show is affordable. Sutter's taken out an ad in Variety to thank the cast, crew, and production company. He said the reason Bastard Executioner didn't perform well was because of its dense mythology. It was historically based. I do think they're harder to plug into, he says. However, he said he wouldn't have done anything differently, adding, I love the story. And he obviously created Sons of Anarchy, and earlier this year hinted at a potential prequel series to Sons of Anarchy, so that may be his next move.
I hope not. That story's so done.
The sexiest man alive is, Fred.
Did I make the top 1 million this year?
You did not.
Damn, I just wouldn't be in the top million.
Drum roll, please. The winner of People's Sexiest Man 2015. Okay, Barry Warner.
Oh.
Barry Warner is the winner. Jung.
I have Barry beat. Come on.
Go ahead and play Barry's acceptance speech.
Classic Chevy Sugarland presents the Barry Warner Minute.
Kevin McHale became the scapegoat. He didn't get dumb in 6 months. This is a team with no true leaders.
All right.
Yeah.
Crickets. Actually, no. The winner is David Beckham, who is slightly more handsome.
Right.
Than Barry Warner, but Barry Warner did finish second in this. Charlie Sheen finished third on the list. That's made up also. What do you think of? I think we talked about this at one point. We talked about the chick who got the golf ball up in her butt.
Yeah.
They finally settled the lawsuit. Liz Dixon is the model. Helped host a Playboy golf event in 2012. She settled her lawsuit against the company after a golf tee in the butt stunt went awry. She asked for $500,000. The terms aren't disclosed, but it is settled now. So she did get the money. I'm doubting she got $500,000, but she did end up with a fairly healthy sum. And Justin Bieber fans, not super stoked about what it's costing to get backstage access to Justin. His ticket prices have continued to rise, and now you can get backstage and see Justin for the low price of $2,000. This, of course, is in a setting where he sits at a table and answers a few questions and then leaves. If you want to pay a little bit more. The three VIP patches, two of them include pictures with Bieber.
Right.
The 2000 one, of course, does not include that. I mean, let's be serious. Actually, that's not true. That is the price. For $2,000, you get a premium ticket and can take a group photo with the Biebs. If you want to pay $1,000 more, you can upgrade your picture to a selfie.
God.
Hey, kids have too much money.
Right.
But, I mean, what is going on here? He's this 50-plus city Purpose World Tour kicks off March 9th in Seattle and ends in Detroit at the Palace of Auburn Hills. And that, my friends, is Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about my good friends at Whitmire's Distilling. And if you haven't been by to tour the facility, you really need to get over there. They've got tours every Saturday at 2 and 4 o'clock, and you can buy all of their great products. The Texas whiskey, the Texas peach whiskey, the Sassafras gin, Space City vodka, and they've got all kinds of things that are available only at the distillery. So go to the website right now, Whitmire's.com, Whitmeyers.com. You can schedule a tour. You can buy some cool stuff. You can find out where you can pick up all the great products. But the best thing to do is go by the distillery and see the great setup there. And you can buy bottles right there. I do that all the time. And I'm telling you, man, it's the best way to get your Whitmire's. So go by and check them out. They're on the northwest side, not too far from our good friends at Sam Houston Race Park. All you got to do is go to that website and get your directions. Go check it out. Book your tour. You'll meet some great people. You'll get some great alcohol. You will have a blast, guaranteed, with my good friends, the Whitmire's. That's Whitmire's Distilling, Houston, Texas. So that's going to wrap it up for us from Las Vegas. I want to thank all of our great guests, Freddie Roach, Michael Buffer, Christopher Harris, Willie B., Bernard Hopkins. Great job by John Lee back in studio. Great job by A.J. Hoffman out here. Pretty good job by me, too. Not great, but pretty good. Hope everyone has an awesome day. We will be back out here tomorrow with another great show. A lot more boxing, a lot more gambling. Until then, I'm Fred Fowler. Stay sportsy, bitches. All I need is a beauty and a beat. Who can make my life complete? ESPN 97.5.